Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is James 5, 13 to 16. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. My theme for reflection is the healing power of honest hearts. The healing power of honest hearts. Somewhere in a dusty corner of the internet, there is a video of two toddlers caught red-handed with chocolate smeared all over their faces. When their dad asks who raided the cookie jar, they both point to the dog. We chuckle because it is familiar. Our instinct to cover up runs deep. Adults are just better at disguising it. Yet James 5:13 to 16 invites us to do the very opposite, not to cover up, but to come clean, not to hide our brokenness, but to bring it into the light, because only what is revealed can be healed. James writes to a community under pressure, scattered believers battered by persecution, poverty, and personal failure. He addresses suffering and sickness, but then pivots to something deeper. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. He names the hidden fracture beneath many visible wounds. Sin's isolating power. Sin festers in secrecy. It whispers, "You are alone, too far gone, too ashamed." But James dares to say the opposite. Healing happens not in hiding, but in humble, spirit-led honesty within the body of Christ. Notice how God resolves the problem. James describes three movements of prayer: the suffering prayer, the elders pray for the sick, and believers pray for each other as they confess. Healing comes as prayer surrounds confession, like scaffolding around a fragile world. It is not the exposure itself that saves us, but the mercy of God released through the prayers of his people. The same Spirit who empowers the church's mission empowers this mutual ministry of grace. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "He who is alone with his sin is utterly alone. But it is the grace of the gospel that it confronts us with the truth and says, you are a sinner, a great desperate sinner. Now come as the sinner you are to the God who loves you." What does this mean for us today? It means confession is not a shameful last resort. It is spiritual resistance. It breaks sin's stranglehold by dragging it into the light, where it loses power and God's mercy takes over. It means we stop pretending perfection and start practicing gospel-shaped honesty. And it means we do this not just vertically with God, but horizontally with trusted brothers and sisters, because healing often flows through human hands lifted in prayer. Imagine churches where people are not applauded for having it all together, but embraced for trusting Jesus together through their mess. That is the kind of community James envisions, not sinless, but shameless before grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what fears keep me from confessing sin to God or to a trusted fellow believer? Number two, whose prayers might God be longing to use as part of my healing journey? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one mature, trustworthy believer and share one area of hidden struggle, not to wallow, but to invite prayer. Then together bring it before God, trusting his promise to forgive and to heal. Merciful Father, teach us the freedom of the light. Strip away our masks and meet us in our mess. Give us courage to confess, grace to forgive, and love that makes our communities safe for honesty. Heal our hidden wounds and knit us together as people who pray each other back to life. In the name of Jesus, our healer and advocate, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.